The news is read by Brian Jennings.
Authorities in Portugal have declared today a day of national mourning after the derailment of a funicular railway car in the capital Lisbon, killing at least 15 people and injuring 18 others. Local officials have confirmed that a number of foreign nationals are among those killed. The government here has said Ireland's embassy in Lisbon stands ready to provide assistance. It appears the carriage lost control as it rounded a bend and crashed into a building. Since the Yellow Gloria funicular began running through Lisbon 140 years ago, it has remained one of the capital's best-known symbols and tourist attractions. This witness described what happened.
It fell about a metre and a half, made a huge crash. It was packed. Just as we were going to help, we saw another tram coming downhill. The only thing we could do was turn and run toward the avenue. I look back. I'm sure I saw at least one person manage to get out. They were on the sidewalk when the tram hit the building.
A journalist in Lisbon, Mariana Fernandez, said the cause of the crash isn't clear.
There is some kind of hints that the cable has broken. Some workers of the company that operates the funicular have said they had already warned about these cables, that the cables weren't really in the tension, that or the level of tension that they should be to hold all of the weights of the funicular. But we still don't know what really has happened. I think we have to wait a few more days.
The mayor of Lisbon, Carlos Moedas, says the people of Lisbon are in mourning.
Victims in a serious condition are currently being treated in various hospitals. I'll be visiting them, but above all, I want to say at this moment we are in mourning. All the people of Lisbon are in mourning.
A search continues in North County Dublin today for a young boy who is missing, presumed dead. It involves excavation of open land outside the village of Donabate and includes members of the Garda Technical Bureau. Today marks the third day of the search. The French President Emmanuel Macron and the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer will co-chair a meeting on Ukraine in Paris today. The gathering of the so-called Coalition of the Willing, which comprises around 30 mostly European nations, will also be attended by the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. President Macron reassured his Ukrainian counterpart this week that Europe is ready to offer security guarantees to Ukraine once a peace accord is signed. Meanwhile, before leaving a summit in Beijing, the Russian President Vladimir Putin said he would carry on fighting in Ukraine if a peace deal cannot be reached. The Father Ted co-creator Graham Linehan is due to appear before Westminster Magistrates Court in London this morning. The 57-year-old is charged with criminal damage and harassment following an alleged incident involving a transgender woman last year. At a previous court appearance last May, Mr. Linehan pleaded not guilty to the charges. Our London correspondent, Tommy Meskell.
Graham Linehan is accused of damaging the phone of Sophia Brooks, a transgender woman, at the Battle of Ideas conference in London last year. According to court documents, the phone was valued at £369. He is also accused of harassing Sophia Brooks by posting abusive comments on social media between the dates of October 11th to 27th. Mr. Linehan has pleaded not guilty to the charges of harassment and criminal damage. He will appear before Westminster Magistrates Court this morning. Today's court appearance is not connected to Mr. Linehan's arrest at Heathrow Airport earlier this week on suspicion of inciting violence. He was subsequently bailed following that arrest, pending further investigation. Tommy Meskell, RTE News, London.
Labour Party politicians will gather in Nenagh, County Tipperary today, ahead of the upcoming Doyle and Shannon autumn term. The party is set to discuss housing policies along with its alternative budget proposals. The director of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals has urged the Department of Education and FORSA to resume talks and end strike action with school secretaries and caretakers. Speaking on this programme, Paul Crone said he is confident that both sides want to bring the action to an end and said it's important that it happens sooner rather than later. Mr. Crone said affected schools are struggling to try and maintain business as usual. I would urge the department and Forza to get in to discussions. This will only be resolved through dialogue. And the longer it goes on, the longer relations will be strained. So for everybody's sake, they need to start that dialogue, suspend the strike while the dialogue is ongoing.
An American tourist is in a serious condition in hospital after he fell more than 30 feet from cliffs in Howth yesterday evening. It's understood the man, who was in his 20s, was climbing up a cliff from Whitewater Beach when he fell from a significant height. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For reliable, efficient and affordable home heating solutions, trust Grant to heat your home. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Today will start dry and bright over the eastern half of the country, with scattered showers further west. Showers will become widespread this morning and afternoon, some turning heavy. Most places will be dry by evening as showers ease. Highest temperatures 15 to 19 degrees in a light to moderate westerly breeze.